Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, the bank holiday weekend, of course, has arrived, and the weather, I know today you're probably thinking, it's not barbecue weather, but it is. It's due to be good. It's giving good this weekend, and what better way to get your barbecue up and running? So whether you're in the market for a new one, you're thinking of buying your first decent barbecue, or perhaps you're just going to clean it out for the first time, John Ryland from Pit Bros, who's the head pitmaster, is with us today with all of his tips and tricks to get the best from your barbecue. And I suppose, first of all, we're looking at the best barbecue on the market. I know for me, John, the first thing that I need to do is just give it a good clean from last year.
Thank you so much for having me here. And the weather is good. It's going to get a lot better. The key thing is to get that barbecue out. If you don't have a barbecue, just start cooking. Whether you're cooking inside the house and you're having a little bit of passion about barbecue, using the right products, you can do it in your oven. You can use some really good barbecues outside. For example, Weber, Broiler King, Trader, there's some really amazing barbecue companies out there. And also there's some really good air fryers out there as well. Like, for example, Ninja has one at the moment that is a barbecue.
And an air fryer in one, kind of.
Exactly.
I've seen this on Instagram. Yeah, it's a combo between the two, really.
Yeah, the technology is amazing. But that's for me, I love cooking on charcoal, using a really good charcoal, cooking over the fire. There's nothing better. Using a simple barbecue, just get out there and cook. But if you don't have a charcoal barbecue and you have to, say, use gas, of course, I'd say buy a charcoal barbecue. However, if that's all you have, then absolutely still get out there and use it and start cooking. The key thing is having fun outside. If you don't have an outside back garden, you live in a city and you have a balcony, you can do a few bits there as long as it's safe as well.
Yeah. So we'll start first of all for people that maybe do have the garden or the backyard and maybe they're thinking of upgrading their barbecue or they want to invest and get something decent. Do you need to buy big or?
No, it depends on how many times you want to think about how many times you're going to use it over the summer. Think about the affordability and how much money you have to invest in a barbecue. There's no point of spending 3,000 or 4,000 euro on a barbecue if you're only going to use it once. Now, if you have the money, then by all means, for it. But you could just buy a simple barbecue that you can put some charcoal inside, use a good charcoal. And if it's for like 4 or 5 people, 6 people, I have a barbecue at home due to space. It's a small little round barbecue and it does me perfect when people come over. Simple is best, guys.
Do you, you've mentioned charcoal a lot. You're obviously a charcoal fan over gas then.
I am. You know, look, there's good charcoal and bad charcoal. And
how do you know the difference? You mentioned
that. You need to do your research. And a lot of people will say, well, what is charcoal? It's carbon. It's burnt out wood. But that's what it is. But a lot of companies will put chemicals into it, which is not good. So when you're cooking your meat over a fire and you see all that crazy smoke going into the air, that's not good. It shouldn't be like this. It should be like very light, good heat, less smoke, just really good heat. There's two companies that I use, is Fugo and Goodwood Charcoal. They're two amazing companies in Ireland that uses sustainable wood. They make the charcoal. It's really good. It's really hot. I'm actually doing an event this weekend in the city and I'm using the charcoal as well.
With that, yeah. So look at because I know when I was, would have tried barbecuing initially on a tiny little barbecue and just getting whatever charcoal I got in the shop without looking at it. Like the smoke.
It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that.
That's the quality of the charcoal rather than
The two names that I just said there, look up those companies, get the charcoal. They'll deliver to your house that you can order online. They're really good. And I guarantee you 100% you won't have clouds of smoke coming over your house.
I just couldn't get it going. And then when it came to it, I just went for gas because I just want a handy life jacket.
Exactly. For me, would I do gas or charcoal at home? I would, of course, I use charcoal. But I'm not knocking the gas. If that's all you have, then start off slowly with cooking.
When you're buying the barbecue, how big should you go? Or it's hard sometimes when you're cooking for people, you don't want to have one that's too small that you kind of have some of the burgers or chicken or whatever fish cooked and. People have to wait because
if you go into the shop and you have a look at barbecues and if you can fit 10 burgers onto a barbecue, that's a good size barbecue. And you could do multiple. You can cook whole chickens in there as well. If you could fit three whole chickens.
Barbecues now are so beyond what they were 10 years ago. They're outdoor grills. Ovens.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no better way to cook. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I was doing it 2 weeks ago down at the country house in Kerry, because I'm originally from Kerry. And I took a few friends down there. We had some beers and we were cooking barbecue outside. Was it raining? Yeah, absolutely it was.
But you're so what?
I didn't have a kitchen in the house. So I started cooking outside. And it was just lovely, because if it's a good day, you could lie in the grass or you just chill out in the back garden, sit down, let the food cook. You smell the smoke. It's how Irish people used to cook years and years and years back in the house was over fire. So it's not, it's all
nothing
there.
New. Yeah, listener here is suggesting we should just build our own barbecue. Texter says, I can never get the coal barbecues going. It's the tiny little sparks. I'm tempted to throw oil on it.
No.
But yeah, I know I shouldn't.
This weekend,
back to the charcoal.
If you're around City Centre, have a look at my Instagram this weekend and I'm doing an event. Now, I got bags and bags of charcoal for this event, and how am I going to light it? I use a really good natural fire lighter, which is made of beeswax and hay. You just light that up. You put your charcoal on top. The key thing is, don't use lighter fluids. Don't use any stuff like that. Don't use oils. That is just dangerous. Put a nice fire lighter underneath, light it up, and give it some patience. This weekend, what I actually have is a little leaf blower that I put next to the charcoal to give it oxygen, and that's what lights my charcoal.
Okay. Yeah. Texter's wondering about the, what's the story with the Kamado grills?
Kamado, I forgot to mention Kamado. That's really good as well. It's a beautiful green egg. It's ceramic in the inside.
Oh, yes, yeah. I know them, yeah.
Yeah, really, really cool. There's loads of companies out there that make such wonderful grills, and the Kamado is, you can get it to a really high temperature. You could do even pizzas inside there as well. And it's, I love it for like lamb ribs or something like that. Ribs in there, cooking at high temperature as well. Slow cook it first, smoke it, and then finish it on the grill at a high heat. But Kamados are great as well.
A lot of the barbecues I see now have all of the extra inserts and nearly kind of stir-fry barbecue wok dishes. You've got the chicken rotisserie. Yeah. Like there's so many, there were so much more than just the barbecue.
I think we could go back to the other listener and just make it ourselves as well, you know. But look, all these accessories, it depends on what you really want. And as I said, how many times are you going to use it over the year? You know,
some people invest though, because it is invest, for them. Yeah, they'll cook on that for 3 or 4 months.
Absolutely. And those barbecues, all the barbecues on the market, they're built to last as well. You know, if you invest a little bit more, you get a better barbecue. It's going to last you years and years if you cover it.
Is a lot of the barbecuing about seasoning?
Yeah. For me, barbecuing is about seasoning the meat and, of course, cooking it low and slow. That's barbecue. But then if you're grilling a burger on the grill, that's called grilling. So barbecue.
Even though we call it barbecue?
We call it barbecue.
There's
two different things. So there's grilling and there's barbecuing. And like if you get a beautiful piece of pork shoulder or a piece of brisket, that's called barbecuing. When you cook it low and slow, perfect temperature is about 120 degrees. 110, 120. Everybody is different. I like that number. That's how I cook mine. And I season it up. I put it in there. Let it cook slowly. All the fat comes out and you pull the meat. And then if you're grilling, you get a beautiful, like Ireland has some of the most amazing beef ever. You get a nice big massive steak, put it directly, make sure your grill is hot, put it on there, you know, go simple as best.
I actually love fish on the barbecue.
Fish is amazing.
I mainly would cook fish.
Fish in the barbecue as well. Fish on the grill, like a beautiful mackerel or salmon on the grill. Beautiful with a simple salad next to it.
Little
or some
bass or something.
Nice slow cooked lentils. Yeah. A whole fish in the smoker.
That's what I love to do.
Yeah, a whole trout.
No, I don't have a smoker, but I.
Yeah, you can
close
do
over the lid and
you
leave
can
it off.
You can do so much. And of course, don't forget, you know, vegan food as well. You can do some really incredible dishes in there as well. Like one of my favorite dishes that I made, which was all out vegan, was aubergine that I cooked directly onto the charcoal. So the lumpwood charcoal.
Yeah.
So I used the good charcoal. So you can put aubergines directly on top. Pull out all that beautiful caviar, you call it, in the aubergine with cherry tomato and everything. And then you can smoke a whole cauliflower head, wrap it with tzatziki yogurt, put your rub on top, loads of fresh herbs, and eat it up. It's delicious.
Talking about, you know, marinades and seasoning for different meats and fish and veggie options as well. You've brought in some of your pit bros.
Yeah.
The yard bird rub.
Yeah.
Perfect for all birds.
Perfect for all birds. That's it. I got three different rubs. So I got a signature rub, which is for slow cooking whole meats. And that's perfect for all butts as well, like pork butts and whole briskets. Then I got a chard for grilling. The yarbird is all about for the chickens, of course, but it's a universal rub. And marinating the meat, you know, it's always really good to brine your meat as well before if it's a whole pork shoulder. And what is a brine? Simple salt, water, loads of flavor in there. Let it go for 24 hours before you smoke it off. It adds more moisture to your meat when you're cooking it.
Okay.
Low and slow as well.
Listeners looking for tips on, actually here, yeah, did your guest have any recommendations for an inexpensive barbecue cover?
Yeah, of course, Amazon. You can just look up Amazon. You can get really cool covers on there for barbecues, all different sizes there and everything.
Okay.
That's where I brought a cover for my barbecue.
For your own.
Yeah.
On the cleaning your barbecue, what do you recommend to use, you know, for that? You need to give it a deep clean at the start of the season.
Yeah, look, you just need to take it out. You need to put on a good pair of gloves. You need to get some hot soapy water. A little bit of degreaser on there and get scrubbing. And then, of course, before you start cooking on it, you know, give it a little bit of, oil it up, you know, put some olive oil on a towel, just wipe those grills up, oil them up again. And let it heat up. And
somebody told me before not to use the kind of wiry, you know, wipes or that sort of pad type, the wiry pads on them to clean the grills.
Kind of damage it. But again, like online or in a good shop, you can buy a grill brush.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yeah.
You can get really
the little wired ones.
But the key thing is if you're listening now and you see that barbecue sitting there, said, take it out, give it a clean, give it some love.
Something to do for the weekend. John Ryland from Pit Bros, head pitmaster. John, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.